paragraph Yud Gimel. V'zeh shenoyegem liyos noirim kol alayla b'leilo shana rabbah. This is also why we stay up at night on the night of Hoshana Rabbah, the entire night. Zeh b'chinas tikkun u'birur hamedame shenistakna adei mata oyis hanal kanal. This is another example of that tikkun hamedame, which is one of the major accomplishments when a person is zoicha to that tefillah b'bechinas din, that matayoiz, as Rabbeinu Zal shows in Likutei Imran. Ki ikar hasheino hu b'bechinas hamedame. Because sleep is a form of medame, where the brain shuts down 99% and the imagination takes over. All kinds of so when a person is sleeping, there's truth and falsehood mixed together. The Gemara says there's no such thing as a dream without some psoilus in it, without some sheker in it. So sleep is a form of toiv ora, good and bad, medame mixed together. Haynu machmashen hamedame mevoirer karoy b'shleim osad losid, because of the fact that we today do not have a perfected medame, the medame will not be perfected until the future. Alkein tzrichin shena. That's one of the reasons why we require sleep. Ki ikar hashena hi bishvil birur hamedame shelo yeval velasamoich legamri chas v'shalom. Because one of the main reasons for sleep is to improve, to straighten out the medame, so that the person's mind shouldn't be totally convoluted. We know when a person doesn't sleep for a long time, they can't think clearly, they can't think straight. So in today's times, sleep is one of the things that helps the medame, helps the person get clarity of thinking. When a person's well rested, they're supposed to be able to think more clearly. V'alkein hatzadikim shoiskim batoira shubichnas ruach nevua sheikar bir hamadam aydei zekanal, and it's for this reason that the great tzadikim who are studying Torah properly on a very high level, and their Torah is a bichin of ruach nevua, which is one of the most powerful forms of biror hamadame. Therefore, Alkein heimenatet in shena meina in balayla, therefore they avoid sleeping at night. They steal from their sleep at night, v'oiskim batoira, and they study Torah. Because sleep is a form of birur hamedame, and the study of Torah properly is even a more powerful form of birur hamedame. V'alkein noir in b'leil Hoshana Rabbah, this is why we stay up on the night of Hoshana Rabbah, v'oiskim batoira, and we study Torah, we say the whole Chumash Dvorim and Tehillim. Zeo bechinas biror hamedame al yedei haTorah kedei liskois leemuna brura betachlis hashleimus. Again, it's doing this biror hamedame through the study of Torah with the purpose of getting to biror hoemuna b'shleimus, to a crystal clear emuna. Ki oz boi Shana Rabbah nigmar shleimus tikkun hoemuna k'doisha. Because on Hoshana Rabbah is when the tikkun heemuna is completed. Bebechinas tikkun choysam betoy choysam shelo yuchal shum zor shem akor from Rabbi Krusim liga b'emuna k'doisha loylam. We know that Yom Kippur is called chasima, the chasmenu, and Hoshana Rabbah is called the second chasima. It's also a chasima. And Rabbeinu Zal has a turn in Likutei Imran, Torah Chav Beis, in the first half of Likutei Imran, where he speaks about choysam betoy choysam. And part of that tikkun of the choysam is this choysam of emuna, to be able to seal, when you seal something and you double seal it, so that no junk can get into it. We're sealing the emuna solidly so that no outside forces of kfir and apikursis could get into it. V'tikun zeh b'shleimus haidei birur hamuna. The way you fix that completely is through birur hamedame. V'al kein no'irin balayit levoiskin batoira shubzchin ruach nevua shezeh b'chines birur hamedame. That's why we stay up that night and we're involved in studying Torah, which is b'chines ruach nevua. That's one of the most powerful forms of birur hamedame. V'al kein oiskimos b'sefer ve'ela hadvorim. And this is why in the night of Hoshana Rabbah we say Chumash Dvorim, the entire Chumash Dvorim. Ki eila hadvorim heim divrei toichocha, k'moy shepirosh Rashi sham. Because Chumash Dvorim, especially the beginning of it, is words of reprimand. As Rashi HaKadosh points out there, b'chol mokim shnemar divrei hu toichocha. That whatever it says divrei, dibur is a concept of toichocha, harsh words. Haynu b'chinas ha-toichocha shel Moshe, shezoichen lazeh b'soif sukkos. Now we're talking about the toichocha of Moshe Rabbeinu, which we're zeicha to now on Hoshana Rabbah at the end of Sukkos. Ki yefshir liskois l'toychocha zois kiim kishin esoyer koil ashiranal kemavur heita batoranal. because Rabbeinu Zal in that chapter in Likutei Moharan, he starts off with Toichacha, and then he takes us through a whole chain leading to that special shir. And in the end, he ends up saying, and it's when a person is zeichet to the special song, then they have the ability to have the proper koil hamoichiach. V'alkein, achsho b'soif sukkos mo'iran ha-toichacha shel Moshe. That's why now, at the end of sukkos, we can turn on this toichacha of Moshe Rabbeinu. Because now, after we already had the tefillah bebchinas din of the Bal Koyach on Rosh Hashanah, which resulted in accomplishing all the different tikkunim that were listed in that chapter in Likutei Moharan, Birur HaMedam, this, that, ad shezoichen lekabel ashir anal, till we zoichen to that special song of the future, Shehu Koil HaToichocha, which is synonymous with the Koil HaMoichia Choroi, the sound of one who gives Toichocha properly. His voice, Ki Boishan Rabo Hu Gemar Hadin Shehisol B'Roshan V'Yom Kippurim. Rosh Hashanah is the completion of the judgment which started on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. V'Oz Choizrin U'Mo'irin Koyach HaTfilah Shobar Koyachanal. And on Rosh Hashanah Rabo, we reactivate that Tfila bebechinas din shu tfilas Rosh Hashanah kanal of Rosh Hashanah bebechinas mashakosa bezoyer kodesh, as it says in the Zoyer Kodesh, Bahahu yoimo vayoshav Yitzchok vayach peres beres hamayim. On that day, Yitzchok returned and he dug up the wells of water that had originally been dug and closed. Yitzchok hu bechinas gvurois vedinim kedoshim. Yitzchok, we know, always represents midas hadin, the din of holiness. Bechinas hatfila shel bal koyach, such as the tefila bebechinas din of the great tzaddik, shu bebechinas din, shu tefilois Rosh Hashanah, shu bechinas gvurois Yitzchok yadur. We know the tefila of Rosh Hashanah is associated with Yitzchok. The shofar, which reminds us of the ayil that replaced Yitzchok at the Akedah. Through which we're zeche to activate and reveal the wells of holy water. This refers to the meme hadas that are revealed through that tefillah. Aydei tefillah zo is bebchinas kel hakovoid hirim hashem al mayim rabim. As Rabbeinu Zal says over there, hirim, ramim is thunder. Thunder represents that tefillah bebechinas din, which results in ma'im rabim, a hisgalus of the meimei hadas. Uboi shana rabba, choizrin v'choifrin habeirisnal. On a shana rabba, we go ahead and dig up those wells again. Bebechinas bahu yoimo vayoshav Yitzchok vayach peres peres ha-mayim, as it says. Ki oz choizrin lo'er ha-tefillah bebechinas din ha-kodesh. On a shana rabba, we repeat, we go back and activate again that tefillah bebechinas din. Sheze bechinas ha-chamisha badei arovois. Those are the five sticks of the arovois that we call today the hoishanis, that we bang. Shehim bechinas chomesh gvurois, shaloichenos b'shas hatfila. They correspond to the five gvurois. This is a term used in Sifrei Kabbalah, five measures of gvura, which we take during the tefila of shachris on Hoshana Rabbah. Shehu minig neviim. This is a custom of the prophets, the Gemara tells us. Rav Nosnal says, look, minig neviim daika. Look how it just so happens to be that the Hoshanas, the Gemara says, is minig neviim, a minig of the prophets. Ki neviim daika tzrichin lahanig han hogazois kedei lekabel koyach miatfila bebchinas dinu gvura shel bal koyachanal. It's the neviim that had to do this in order to draw the power from that tefila bebchinas din. Shemisham kol nevuasam huamitis. That's where their nevuah comes from, as Rabbeinu Zal shows in that chapter in Likutei Moharan. Nevuah comes from that tefila bebechinas din. Vaydeze nizbarer hamedame. And all of this leads to a birur hamedame. Shu bechinas nidud hasheno balayla. This is the concept of staying awake that night. Lasik batoira, to study Torah. Shemenadadin hasheno unoirim b'layla shan rabakanal. You know, it's the concept of staying awake at night to study Torah throughout the year, but especially, you know, as we do on Hoshana Rabbah. And through all of this, we're zeichet to draw that song, that joyous song, which we need on Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. Shu bechinas koil hatoichocho shel Moshe Ganal, which is synonymous with the voice of reprimand of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's also a sweet thing. It's a form of joy. V'alkein oiskimos b'sefer el advorim. This is why we're involved in Chumash Dvorim then. Shu b'chinas koil ha-toichocho shel Moshe. That's what Chumash Dvorim is all about. Moshe Rabbeinu reprimanding the Yidden. V'zeo gamkein b'chinas kol sefer tehillim shomer moz. And on the night of Hoshana Rabbah, we also recite the entire sefer tehillim with the special yehirot signs for Hoshana Rabbah at the end of each sefer. Ki Tehillim kolol micholo hasoramina negina, because we know Tehillim is a composite of all 10 types of song. Shem b'chinas hashiranal shekolol mikol yudmeina negina. That's that shir poshut kofol mishulash maruba, which is a combination of all 10 types of song. As we said, 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4 is 10. Shanu oiskim ato loiroi, that now on the night of Hoshana Rabbah we're turning all of that on, ulam shichayin, to draw it upon us. Shal yodoi ikra simcha shel Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah. That's where we get this main simcha from Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. Paragraph Yudalid. V'zeh b'chinas mashem esayimem es ha-toyra b'simchas toyra maschil miyad bereishis. This is why we complete the Torah on Simchas Torah, and we start immediately from the beginning. Ki no'utz tchilosei b'soifoi, because the beginning and the end are connected to each other. Ki ikr ha-koil hu lahamshich hu legaloi su'emunah k'doisha, because the main tachlis of all avodas Hashem is to bring forth the emunah in Hashem. To reveal the emuna, lemandas kolami horetz kehashem al kemenoi, that the whole world should know that there's a Hashem. Leida ulohidia ulivoda shehu akel hu ayoitzer hu aboyri akoil yesh me'ayin muchlot, for to inform and enlighten everybody that there's a Hashem, a creator who created everything from zero, and to draw emuna in chiddush olam into the world. That people should know that the world was created something from nothing. Shubachinas bereishis bor lekimas Hashem v'oretz. As the pasuk says, in the beginning Hashem created heaven and earth from zero. Shemoish Rabbeinu lo shon pasuk satar gedosh b'pasuk zeh lo yidia shein tzrichim v'osur lachkor shum chakira malafim alocher. Moish Rabbeinu started the Torah with this pasuk to teach us that we don't have to ask any questions. We don't have to analyze what was before, what was it. Rak kabola satora maschal mizeh. The Torah begins with this. To believe with complete faith the words of Hashem, hayoytzim mipi Moshe, which come forth from Moshe Rabbeinu, sheposach lanu esa Torah b'li shum chakiras v'chochmas, who started the Torah very simple, no major analysis, and rak hoydia lanu miyad shoyrish v'yisoyd emunah k'doshah, she informed us right up front the foundation of our emunah, shehu bereishis bor elokim es hashamayim v'haaretz, in the beginning Hashem created heaven and earth. As I heard from Rabbeinu Zal directly regarding avoiding the study of philosophy and, you know, the wrong type of analysis, but rather to believe with complete faith in the words of our forefathers. Like Moshe Rabbeinu started off in Bereishis. Simple Simon says, Bereishis bor elokim. Ve'ikr hu emuna hazois b'chinas bereishis bor elokim shemunas chedesh olam zoich na'adei b'chinas ruach nevuah shu klolis ha-toyra. And in order for a person to be zoiche to this emuna b'shleimus, he needs the Torah, which is nevuah, which is all the ten commandments, which correspond to the 10 levels of nevuah. Now we can understand the connection between the beginning of the Torah, the first pasuk, and the last pasuk, Bereishis, and the last pasuk, which ends with the words Leinei Kol Yisrael. Ki onu misayimim, because the Torah finishes with the words Ulechol hayad hachazoko, ulechol hayod hachazoko, ulechol amoyra hagodol asher osa Moshe Leinei Kol Yisrael. Shehu b'chinas haluchos shekibel miyodov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That pasuk is referring to the tablets which Moshe Rabbeinu received from Hashem's hands. K'mo shepirush Rashi shom al pasuk ulechol hayod hachazoko. That's how Rashi HaKadosh teaches that ulechol hayod hachazoko, what Moshe Rabbeinu received from Hashem's hands. Shekibel sator shnei luchos beyodov. Moshe Rabbeinu received the two luchos in his hands. Shai dezeh nizbarer hamedame. That's the biyad hanevim adame. That's the tikkun hamedame. Sheikar bir hamedame yidei ruach nevuah shebchinas haluchos b'chinas aseres hadibrois. The main bir hamedame is through nevuah, which which is synonymous with the luchos, the aseres hadibros. Vaydei zeh nizgale ha'emunah k'doisha, and this results in a revelation of emunah. Shezeh b'chinas ha'oisos v'hamoifsim hanayroim sh'osa Moshe. That's the concept of the great miracles that it mentions in that pasuk. The wondrous miracles that Moshe Rabbeinu did. Shaydei zeh gilo ha'emunah b'olam. That's how he revealed faith in Hashem. He showed that there's a Hashem. The world is not on autopilot. Anytime there's miracles, people recognize that there's a Hashem. Shashem Yisborach, Bora Esoylam, V'umanig Esoylam, Kirit Soynoi, B'yodoi, L'shanoi, Sateva, B'choleis. That Hashem created the world, leads the world, and has the ability to change and override nature anytime He wants. V'zeh b'chinas u'lechoil ha'moira ha'godoil, as it says there in the Pasuk. K'ma Shapirosh Rashi Shem, as Rashi Kodesh says, Sheheim nisim u'gvurois, that moira ha'godoil refers to the miracles, the acts of power that Hashem did. Vaidei kol zeh nizgala le'enei kol Yisrael ho'emunah k'doish, she'emunah chedesh ha'olam kanal. And through all of this, Moshe Rabbeinu showed Klal Yisrael the emunah, and emunah in chedesh ha'olam. That's the introduction. That last pasuk of the Torah is the introduction to the first pasuk of the Torah. They're both tied together. That from seeing all of these miracles and from receiving the luchos, from the Torah, from nevuah, from Tikkun Birah Hamadama, we're zoche to believe in Bereishis Bor Elokim. We're zoche to the realization of Chiddush Olam. Which was the receiving of the Torah, and through all of those great miracles, all of that clarifies and reveals the true faith in that Hashem created the world something from nothing. Bechinas Bereishis Bor Elokim, Shehu Ha'atchala V'Yesod. That's the beginning, that's the foundation. V'Iker Kol HaTorah Kula. And that's the most important message in the whole Torah. Shemaschilen Miyad, which we start immediately after we complete the Torah. V'Ash Hashem Yisborach Yizakenu L'Galois Ha'emunah K'doisha L'Chol Boi Ha'olam. May Hashem give us the privilege of revealing this Emunah to the entire world. Sheyikuyam Mehe. Then will be fulfilled. We hope it'll be fulfilled very soon. That Hashem will give all the nations of the world a sofa brura, a clear speech. Likroi kulam b'shem Hashem. They will all call out to the one Hashem. Ulaavdoi shechem echod, and to serve Hashem with unity. Bayoyim hahu yihia Hashem echod ushmoy echod. Amen v'amen. We dedicate this shir and this halacha to the great Simcha that's coming up very soon, the wedding of one of our close friends, Simcha Reb Yehuda Gur Aryeh, Simcha ben Sor Yehudis Wurzel. And we finished with this message, Likroi Kulam B'Shem Hashem, Lovdai Shem Echod. This refers to husband and wife, this refers to Klal Yisrael, this refers to all the nations, that we should all be zeicha to this Shleimus V'Emunah, which is the real Tachlis of the whole world. Amen.